Okay, so let's do last week's parsha in Eretz Yisrael. This week's parsha in Chutz Laaretz. Okay, thank you. Daber el kol hadas b'nei Yisrael, v'amar talev kidoshim tiyu ki kadosh ani Hashem Elokechem. Let's just stop at this pasuk. This is a classic piece of Chassidus. Just if you read the pasuk carefully, what emerges is something absolutely beautiful. Why should you be holy? What does the pasuk say? Let's just read it together. V'amarta lehem, say to them, kedoshim to you, you shall be holy, ki kadosh ani Hashem Elokechem. What's striking over here is HaKadosh Baruch Hu is saying, you should be holy because I am holy. What's the because? HaKadosh Baruch Hu is holy, I understand. He doesn't have the Yetzahara. So what's Pashup Shah in the pasuk? Kedoshim to you shall be holy because I am holy.
There's a peace that came in us.
That's exactly what the Rebbe is going to develop. And it's such, in other words, this Yisod that is you hear all the time, and people say, that's Chassidus. No, it's a pasuk in the Torah. Let's continue on. So, Biur, Mahi Nesinas Hatam Ba'omro Ki Kadosh Ani Hashem Elokechem. What is the key over here? Odamu Amufarshim Al Omro Daber El Kol Adas Bnei Yisrael. It says to all of Bnei Yisrael, Ma Miyocha B'tzivu Hazeh Shenemar Bo Lashon Zeh. Why does it say Kol Adas? What's the emphasis of Kol Adas? Kein Yishavar Madua Mitzvahs Kedoshim Tiyu Shenikfula Kol Kach Harbe Pamim B'Torah Eino Nimnis Ki Mitzvahs Mitaryag Mitzvahs. And why is it that if Kedusha is so important, it's not counted as one of 613 mitzvahs? Va'inyim, kid the Isa Batan de Veil Yo, second paragraph, Mikan, Shemi E Shekdushas HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Mikan Shamata, excuse me. Mikan Shamata Shekdushas HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Kedusha Shabbos, Kedusha Yisrael, Shloshtan Chashuvas Kecha, that the three Kedushas, Shabbos, Klal Yisrael, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, are considered one. Bekdushas HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Maksiv, Va'ata Kadosh Yoshev Tilos Yisrael. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is referred to as Kadosh. That's the easiest one to understand. B'kedushas HaShabbos Maksiv Ushmartem as HaShabbos Ki Kadosh Hulachem. In regards to Shabbos, it's also referred to as Kodesh. U'b'kedushas Yisrael Maksiv Kodesh Yisrael Hashem Reishis Tvuasa. So, Kedusha is referenced HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Shabbos, and Klal Yisrael. Ulchareinu move on. 7 lines into the second paragraph. Ma shayach sheshloshtan chashuvos ke'echad. What does it mean that they're considered one? They're very different. Shabbos, Klal Yisrael, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Achein abir bezed, de'inyin kedusha she'nstavu alav Yisrael, kol kach harbe pamim hu, she'HaKadosh Baruch Hu, shu kadosh, nosein b'yehudi, kedusha mekedushas o sha'idei ze ye kadosh. HaKadosh Baruch Hu takes from his kedusha and puts it inside of us. And that, of course, is going to answer the first question. Ki kadosh ani Hashem Elokeichem, your Kedusha is a Kedusha that comes from nothing less than myself, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says. Kemo sha'aru omrim, asher kidshanu b'mitzvosav, that we say when we make a birchas ha-mitzvah, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu sanctified us with his commandments, HaKadosh Baruch Hu nosan b'chol atzma, excuse me, nosan b'chol Yehudi, Kedusha mikdusha sayisparech. Ukeshem sha Shabbos lo mitzad atzmai kedusha. And the analogy now between Shabbos, Klal Yisrael, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu is that just like HaKadosh Baruch Hu has inherent kedusha and he fuses that into Shabbos, so too HaKadosh Baruch Hu fuses that inside of us. Kach b'yehudi nasa HaKadosh Baruch Hu kedusha mikdusha son. Skip a line. V'hainu ki Yehudi bekochas atzmo. That's 7 lines from the end of the first column. Eni yachal agia lekedusha el HaKadosh Baruch Hu natan bel kedusha. V'kol atzivuim shel kedoshim tiyu hem rak sheYehudi yishmar al hakedusha shenasan by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That our responsibility is to guard the kedusha that's already there, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu already put inside of him. A very interesting expression in Gemara in Tainus on Yud Aleph Amid Aleph, 3 lines from the bottom. Like the Gemara says in Tainus, La'olam yimad adam atzmai ki'ilu kadosh sharui b'soch me'av. A person has to train himself that Kedusha is in his stomach. Even his stomach has the Kedusha of HaKadosh Baruch Hu inside of him. Everything that we're made up is ki kadosh ani Hashem Elokecha. Kadosh Baruch Hu's kedusha and our kedusha work hand in hand. Let's skip the next paragraph all the way to page Peites to Uka Amur. Uka Amur hare kol tzivuyim shenemar b'Torah. Come back, Shana Bet. We'll do the second paragraph. That's Zohar already. Okay. Uka Amur hare kol tzivuyim shenemar b'Torah al kedusha hen she Yehudi yishmar al kedusha. Rabbi El Malay told me to say that. Shenasim by Hakadosh Baruch Hu she birkabech kadosh. Uka Amur dechsim va'asa li migdash. V'shachanti b'saychach. Now the Rebbe adds. The pasuk says, "Va'asili migdash v'shachanti b'saychach." There's a very famous medrash. What does it say? B'saychach lo nemar. It doesn't say v'shachanti b'saychach that Kadosh Baruch Hu will rest in the Mishkan. Ela b'saycham b'toch kol echad ve'echad shekol Yehudi who base hamigdash katan shekadosh Baruch Hu hishur bo kedusha. Every Jew is mechulan to the Mishkan. This comes back to what we had done in the Parashiyos HaMishkan, right? That we spoke about that in Kabbalah, every part of the body corresponds to the Beis HaMikdash. The holiest place of the world is not the Beis HaMikdash. What's the holiest place of the world?
Yourself.
Your what?
Body.
No?
Yourself.
You're right. You're right, but not precise. Your heart. On this world, your heart. The Neshama is from a loftier place. But in this world, the heart is the meeting point between the upper worlds and the lower worlds. What's the heart of the world? The heart of the world is the Beis HaMikdash. It's the meeting point between Yerushalayim Shel Mala and Yerushalayim Shel Mata. So the meeting point of the Neshama and the Guf, Neshama is already from something that's above. The meeting point is the heart. The heart corresponds to the Beis HaMikdash. And the Nefesh HaChaim writes...
The Nefesh is in you.
What's that?
The Nefesh is in you.
Well, okay, then comes the question of terminology. What means exactly what? But Nefesh HaChaim writes that, therefore, if the Beis HaMikdash is the heart of the world, that is the physical meeting point of the outer worlds. The meeting point of the Neshama with the Guf is the heart. And Nefesh HaChaim goes so far as to say that an aveira that's done in a Jewish heart is worse than an aveira done in the Kodesh HaKadoshim. It's not a Chassidish sefer. It's a Talmud of Vilna Gaon, Reb Chaim Volozhiner, because he says the Beis HaMikdash is the outer manifestation of God's presence in this world. The Pnimius is in the Jewish heart. Shekol Yehudi, back inside, page Peites. Paragraph Uka Amar, five lines in. Shekol Yehudi who based on English Katan Shakash Baruch Yishu Bal Kedusha B'chinas Dechsev Ki Chol Eidah Kulam Kedoshim B'Sochem Hashem Sheyesh Yehudi Dargas Kazu Shekulam Kedoshim B'Soch Hashem Ukomo Shamar Yosef. And that's how Yosef is mechazik himself by Eishes Potifar. Einenu Gadol B'Bayis Hazem Imeni There's no one bigger than me in this house. What does that mean? That means that there's nothing greater in the entire God's entire house, the entire universe, than a Jewish heart. Ukamosha Amar, the Beis Avram. The Beis Avram was the previous Rebbe of Slonim. B'shem Rabbi Baruch Mimeshbish. Rabbi Baruch taught, he was the third generation of one of the Gedolei Chassidus. Kidoshenu, we say in benching, Kidoshenu, sanctify us, Kidosh Yaakov. Shemevakshim me'Hashem Yisbarach, Kadshenu kimoshe kadashtas Yaakov. That we ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu to sanctify us like he sanctified Yaakov. Hare gam li'Yaakov lo ha'isa kedush atzmis, el ataki dashto. So just like you gave Yaakov his kedusha, imkem kachenu gam anu. So therefore, we're asking HaKadosh Baruch Hu sanctify us, just like Yaakov Avinu felt that he had HaKadosh Baruch Hu inside of him. So too, we ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu that we should feel him inside of us. I have a question for you with Tzarech Iyun. The Rebbe himself is begging this Tzarech Iyun. Something you can answer me in the Beis Medrash. If that's so then why don't we say Kedoshenu, just like we say Kedoshim Tiyu Ki Kedoshen Yeshan Lokechem. Don't say Kedoshenu Kedosh Yaakov. We should ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu, give us the Kedusha that's inside of you. Here we say Kedoshenu, sanctify us, just like you sanctified Yaakov, and that Kedusha comes from you. But in benching, we don't say that. In benching, we say Kedoshenu, Kedosh Yaakov. Even though in this week's parasha, we say Kedoshim to you, should be Kadosh. How are we saying Ki Kadosh Ani Hashem Elokeichem? Because the Kadosh Baruch Hu is inside of us. So here we have two steps. We have you sanctified Yaakov. You have Yaakov has a Kedusha inside of him, and sanctify us just like you sanctified Yaakov. Okay, that's a small tzarachiyah. But of course, the punchline is obvious. The punchline over here is that the Rebbe is encouraging us to remember that Kedusha is not something that's outside of us. Kedusha is inherent to who we are. Again, I'd like to emphasize what, at this time, what Chassidus is supposed to do. Chassidus is now taking the mitzvahs that in theory make us Kadosh, and showing that they're really inherent inside of us. It's just a matter of finding the koach that's already inside of us. In contrast to looking at mitzvos and ma'asim tovim and Talmud Torah as something that from the outside that is supposed to rectify us, nothing needs rectification. Just the true persona of Kedusha needs to come out of us. And that's what mitzvos are doing. Mitzvos are not about correcting us, but mitzvos are about allowing the true Kedusha that is inside of us to come out. That's one of the basic yisodos in Chassidus. Now this goes to radical places, radical in the positive sense of the word. That therefore, Rabbi Baruch used to say, from the Baal Shem Tov, he was a descendant of the Baal Shem Tov, Baruch of Meshvish, five lines from the bottom, She'ef shel hasbir legoy ma Yehudi. You can't describe to someone, a Gentile, what a Jew is. V'hu amar shegam liYehudi. And Rabbi Baruch added from the Baal Shem Tov, not only can't you describe to a Gentile what a Jew is, you can't describe to a Jew what a Jew is. What does that mean?
If you don't know how old you are, you have to feel it.
Exactly. If you haven't felt this bechina of Kedusha, in other words, if you haven't looked at life of Kedoshim Tiyu Ki Kadosh Ani Hashem Elokeichem, then it's impossible to explain. There are some things, and that's another point that Chassidus emphasizes, that are super rational. There are things that can't be understood and explained entirely logically. So just like a guy wouldn't understand it, so too a Jew who hasn't thought about his Kedusha in this particular way won't be able to appreciate it. And this is what the Maharal writes, three lines from the bottom. On the first column, on page Peites, Shehefrish bein Talmud Chacham la'am arts hu lo rak bahaskala. The difference between a Talmud Chacham and Am arts is not in terms of how much Gemara they know. Sheyesh a Talmud Chacham. Not only that. El kishem shebesar behema in adom lebesar adam, shu chomer gas yoser umetziu shona legamri, kach yesh hefrish bein besar shel Talmud Chacham ushel Am arts shu besar acher. So too when it comes to a Talmud Chacham. I've experienced this in touching the hands of Talmud Chacham. I can't explain it rationally. I can't explain it to you. You feel like you're touching somebody else. Rav Benish Ginsberg tells a story that there was once a blind person that came with a group of people to Rav Nevensal's house. And Rav Nevensal gave a shir. Rav Nevensal wanted to be mekayim the mitzvah of helping a blind person out. So he took the person's hand after she had. The person didn't realize, and the blind person stopped, and he said, "Who's holding my hand?" So someone told him, "It's from Nevensal." So he said, "I feel something holier touching me." Somehow, this blind person wasn't aware that it was from Nevensal. Felt that there was someone Now that means that person himself must be holy if he has a sense of what holiness is, and that's what we're referring to over here. Kachesh hefrish ben besar shel Talmud Chacham l'shel am ha'aretz. V'zeu pirish. Go to the next column, the next paragraph. V'zeu al kol adas b'nei Yisrael kedoshim tiyu. It says el kol adas shetzivu izeh nemer l'chol adas b'nei Yisrael me'anoshim apshutim. What's amazing about Klal Yisrael is that we don't differentiate between different classes. Every single person, whether he's zocha to learn in yeshiva for a long time or he's not, whether he had many opportunities in his life to do chesed or he didn't. Every single person has the capability to reach madrigas of kedusha, and that's why the pasuk over here starts off. Daber el kol adas b'nei Yisrael b'mar tolhem, to speak to all of Klal Yisrael, to emphasize me anoshim apshutim anoshim agvam biyoser kol echad mitzuv of mitzvas kedoshim tiyu v'atam ki kadosh ani Hashem elokechem. It doesn't matter about one's abilities, one's skills. Every person has the opportunity to reach that madrega. Shani nimtza b'sochem v'kadosh shochem b'tochol shel kol yehudi v'lokach. Sarach Yehudi the Skadesh Kede Lishmar Ulukain Bikirba is Kayach Akdusha Chelek Elkami Mal Shesh Bikirba. That's a tremendous opportunity for us to lock in to a Kedusha that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has already given us. It's a new paradigm. It's no longer a paradigm about things that you have to do and things that you're not allowed to do. It's something that's exhilarating. When a person begins to look at his life about connecting to that neshama, that chelek elokam ima. And all of the Torah, mitzvos, and ma'isim tovim are all things that we do to be able to come in contact with this bechina. Kedoshim tiyu ki kadosh ani Hashem lekechem. That all of the kedusha that we have comes straight from HaKadosh Baruch Hu and has already been put inside of us. It's just a matter of removing those klipos that are around it to bring out the tremendous kedusha that every single one of us has. Have a good Shabbos in reading Parshas Emor.